Today's daf is Mesechet Zvachim, daf Ayin Beit, and we're going to start from Ayin Alef Amud Beit. Let's take a look at the Gemara. So, to remind you, we had a number of different cases in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah began with the case of absolute Isurei Hanoa, which is either Chatot HaMetot or Shor HaNiskal, where that gets mixed up into even 1,000 or 10,000 is the example in the Mishnah. Of Zvachim is nothing to do. We can't sell them because they're Asur Bana to anybody, and we obviously can't bring them on the Mizbeah, so we're stuck. The next case that we had was cases what we could sell. They're not Isuri Hana'a, they're Isuri Mizbeah, Lakilayim, Yatzitof, and so on. So there, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to bring the mixture. And over here, the Mishnah isn't interested in how many, because that's not the point. The point is there's something to do about it. That's the point. And what you could do about it is you wait until they all get a mum. That way there's no problem. Sell it. Use the value of the most expensive one, which is the worst that could possibly be. That value you're going to give to buy the same animal, replace it, and that way everything's fine. And you'll have to take the loss of the fact that you waited until it got a moon, and so on and so forth, which you obviously to sell and to buy in this fashion is going to cost money. But what can you do? Then we had the question of what happens if it falls into tmimim. But then there's no problem at all, as long as you make sure that you've sold. Going to take a loss because you can only sell it for carbonis if one of them is a carbon, but you sell it for the same type of carbon. Then we talk about what happens if it mixes into kachim. If it's the same kind, you just have to have kavanah for the baalut. And if it's of a different kind, so then you've got obviously depending on the type. You can't mix everything. You can't mix a chadas va'asham, for instance. But in the event that it mixed, what you need to do is you sell it. Because you can't do, obviously, the wrong Aveda on the wrong carbon, so you can't just bring it. So you'll have to wait till it gets a moon again, sell it, and pay the difference. You have to pay the best for both animals. You have to pay the difference out of pocket, but this way everything at least gets done properly. Those were the cases. Now, what bothers us is that one of these Mishnayot, if we separate them into different parts, the first grouping, where we've got the Chatot HaMetot A and B, we have the Isurei Mizbeah. So some of that grouping appears in Temura as well. And therefore, the Gemara asks, let's just do the entire Gemara here again. My afilu. And there's something wrong with the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off with saying even 1 in 10,000 of chataot metot. I mean, that's ridiculous. The more chataot metot, the less chance there is, of course, to cancel the problem. No, what it means, obviously, is the opposite. So the first case in the Mishnah is talking about where the Isser falls into the heter, so to speak. So we've got 10,000 beautiful kosher animals and one chatat metot, or one of the shor haniskal, falls into it. If you look, so yomutu kulam. That's the chiddush. Okay, but now our problem is a tanira charazimna. We know that the second section, at least, of the kelayim and the yotzidof and the treifet, so on and so forth, that is an actual mishnah in Temura, which goes as follows: kol asurim lagabeyam mizbeach asurim b'choshen. Anything that is usur on to be brought on the mizbeach, asurs osrin. Any little bit. So let's say a roveya, a nirva, which is perfectly okay for hediot use, but is not right for the mizbeach, and so on and so forth. The case is in our Mishnah. What is the point of having it in Temura and having it here? So Amar Rav Ashi or some of Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita l'shmaita kamei Rav Shimi, or some have the same for me, Rav Ashi, some goes Rav Kahana. But in any event, I set over the question, and he made it very clear to me, v'atzrichan. He explained why we would actually need both Mishnayot. Because imi hatam, over there the case is that I would have said, hanim mile legavoa. If we're talking about the case where we have the Isurei Mizbeach, I would say, well, of course, the point over there is that something that was ra'ui for the Mizbeach is going to be osur legavoa. But, I mean, in this case, it's mutter lehediot. There's no problem of roveya, nirva, kelayim, and so on. There's no such Isurei. And therefore, I would say that if it was something that would be mixed up when it was Nogea Hedyot, then there would be no problem at all. Therefore, I need to know what would be the case where our Mishnah adds also something that doesn't appear there, where it would be Osir Lehedyot as well. So if it would be Osir Lehedyot as well, I would have thought of a Lehedyot Emalo. In other words, the problem of Isurei Hana'ah, where I'm gonna translate now something for that's gonna end up being a tremendous loss. I'm going to really, who's gonna suffer from this? Not the Mizbeach. The question is, can I sell it? Is it mutter lehedyot? So I'll say, okay, for a hedyot, how machber am I gonna be? That what, one chataot ametot or one sharad iskal, 10,000? I mean, we find many times Yisrei Hana'ah. And it's bottle, let's say, Orla, Kelayim, it's bottle 1 in 200. I mean, why would I be? What, and in fact, the Gemara's going to ask, why the heck wouldn't it be bottle, actually? Now, come to think of it. So but it's certainly a tremendous chiddush to tell me that a guy cannot buy a group of animals of 10,000 that has one chataot ametot mixed in it. I mean, why would I think that in Temura? All that I see in Temura is the Mizbeach. Look, something else on the Mizbeach, don't bring it on the Mizbeach. That's all it says. Doesn't say anything about you, a hedyot, who has something mixed in your eder, that you're not allowed to use it. Where does it say that? So therefore, I certainly need to know our Mishnah that adds, wow, even if you're a hedyot, and you've got now a chataot ametot, because that's what it boils down to. The fact that it's zvachim is irrelevant, because what we're talking about is sale to a hedyot, right? What we want to do is just sell it to somebody, and then use the money. Well, you can't sell it to anybody. Why not? Because it doesn't have any worth. Oh, it doesn't have any worth. It's 1 in 10,000. It doesn't have any worth. It's going to, all 10,000 don't have any worth. Tremendous chiddush. Comes along the Mishnah to tell us this chiddush, even for a hedyot, 1 in 10,000, forget about it. There's no way that he can be nena from it, and therefore we don't have any options. We're not going to be able to sell it. Wow, okay, that's a great chiddush. So I would have thought, yimihatam, it would have been only tmura. Hava amina, hanimila legavoa. The case over there is don't bring on the mizbeach, roveah, veneer, vekloya, karen. Instead, sell it. Okay, that may make sense. But I mean, when it comes to the hedyot, that what? The hedyot's not allowed to buy 1 out of 10,000 animals. That not? I would have said, of course it's mutter. On the other hand, let's say I would have said over here, our case, yimihacha. I would have said, well, oh, let's say that case of chataot ametot, Shard Hiskal, I said, whoop, hani, who do you surei hana'aninu? These things are asur ba'ana'ah. That's very chomor. And isur ana'ah, I can understand that we want to be very makbin on. But the ones that are not isurei ana'ah, such as the rovea, nirva, kilayim, etc., they're not isurei ana'ah. Maybe, indeed, there shouldn't be any problem at all. The lav isurei ana'aninu emalu, then perhaps there would be no problem of being mevatelet completely. Therefore, I need to know that it's osir, even though it's only osir mizbeach. I understand. It says that case also over here. You're not addressing that issue. I ask you, there's 2 mishnayot. This mishnah has 2 sections. One that's osir ana'ah, one that's osir mizbeach. The mishnah in Temura has the part that's osir mizbeach. So you answered me why I need this mishnah for the part of osir ana'ah, which is nogea hedyot. That's all you explained to me. And why over there we need osir mizbeach? Because it's not osir ana'ah. But then why do we need osir mizbeach over here also? And over there? That doesn't make any sense. Forget about over there. Just say the next case, which is osir ana'ah. Don't tell me the mishnah over there at all. So ask the Gemara, Hatanale, what do you mean? That lav osir ana'ah is the next case. Hatanale, we say it right over here. Yes, we do. But read the mishnah carefully. Does it say numbers? It just says the mix. But it isn't interested in the numbers because it's not coming to tell me that there's us. It's not us, sir. It says, wait until it gets a moment, sell it. So in other words, even if it's 1 in 1, forget about 1 in 10,000, it doesn't mention issues of numbers. But let me ask you something. Suppose Lamaisa, it was mixed 1 in 10,000. I mean, maybe you don't even have to go through the tirchav. Say, what do I got to sell it for? It's a stam bottle. I'll bring it on them as bad. The whole thing, we'll look at it as tamimi. So therefore, I need to know over there where it says, kol shehein, quote, kol shehein, unquote. Where does it say that? Only in Temura. Hatam katani. Therefore, I need the mission in Temura. What do you mean, therefore, you need the mission in Temura? So then, you don't need the mission here. If you're going to tell me kol shehein, why do you say here? For nitnei havalo boiha. That's obvious. Because the mission here is not coming to address the iser. The mission here is coming to address the takana. Wait until it gets home. Sell it. Use the best value to buy. No, it doesn't say that in Temura. That's our issue over here. So we have 2 completely different mishnayot addressing different issues. Mishnah in Temura is addressing the question of to what extent we will not rely on bittul for the mizbeach. 1 in 10,000. Oh, great. None of Yisurei Anah. Great. Our mishnah is not talking about that at all. What confused us was the opening case in the Mishnah was addressing the issue of Bittul 1 in 10,000 of Isurei Hanor, which it doesn't even talk about in Tumura. So we thought the continuation of the Mishnah was also focusing on, look at this, you can't be Mevatel Isurei Hanor. But the fact is it wasn't talking about Bittul. It was talking about what to do, where there's no question of Bittul. It's even one-on-one. We're not talking about Bittul. So this is a completely different way of looking at the Mishnah. Naively, you open up the Mishnah, it seems to be a long discussion of Bittul of different things and other things. But it really isn't. It opens up with one din of the Chumra of Isurei Hanor. There is an issue of Bittul. It's not Bittul, afilu echad beribo. And then it moves on to a list of questions of one-on-one problems that nothing to do with Bittul. And there the question is, okay, what do we do where we have a mixture, where there's not even a havamina to be mevatel, because you don't have a rov? We didn't even talk about a rov. The Mishnah in Tumura wasn't talking about Tiklin at all. It was only talking about a list of Bittul. Legabe the Mizbeach wasn't interested in the issues of Isurei Hana'ah, which later on the Gemara will point out, but there are other Mishnahs to talk about Bittul of Isurei Hana'ah. Not in Tumura. Fine, we'll worry about that in a moment. But so far, the two sugyas actually turn out to be completely unrelated. So what looked naively like a repetition, saying Mishnah has nothing to do with the other. Excellent. As to Gemara, yeah, but the first part is still a problem. The first part of our Mishnah is talking about Bit. Just the first case out of the four. Talking about Bit. So that case, what's the point over there? That since it's Isurei Hana'ah, you can't even use it for Hedyot. That's the point. I don't understand, but that's also a Mishnah, that a Hedyot cannot rely, when it comes to Isurei Hana'ah, on Bittul. Take a look at this. It says, Elu Asurim V'Asurim B'choshen. Any slight amount of Yayin Nesach that will get mixed up with other wine, or Avodat Kochavim, all of these things are going to end up being not Bottle, even to a great extent, even Echad Beribo, even when we're talking about Kosher. So that means that the first part of our mission is completely unnecessary. What's the first part of our mission talking about? Chatot HaMetot, Shoran Diska, which are certainly Hegdash. We could have talked about the Yayin Nesach too if we wanted to talk about, instead of Zvachim, you want to talk about the Nesachim. Okay, we focused on animals. Obviously, you can't talk about animals in a barrel. But so the only two cases were negay animals were chatot ametot and shoraniska. But I mean, that's not the point. What it is, the point is the abstraction of Isurei Hana'ah. So over there, you've got the din of Isurei Hana'ah for hedyot, yayin nesach, avodah zarah. And over here you've got Yayin Nesach for Isurei Hana'ah for Hedyot, mind you. We're not talking about the Mizbeach. For Hedyot. Because we're saying you can't sell it. You can't sell it means the Hedyot won't be able to use it. That boils down to telling me it's Asur Hedyot. It's irrelevant that the loss is going to be Negeh, at least at this point. So what do I need the Mishnah there in Avodah Zarah and this Mishnah explained to me? Answers the Gemara, we do. Tzrich. We need both Mishnayot. Because Imi Hatam, if you're going to tell me the case over there, I would have said, all right, you're dealing with an issue, bedafka, that's only nogeya hedyot, you see. Who's taking the loss over there of the Yayin Nesach? The guy who is selling wine. It has something to do with Kutchim. Nothing to do with Kutchim. The guy has a wine cellar, and he's got a barrel. Somebody's stuck in a barrel of the Yayin Nesach. He doesn't know which barrel it is. Now he's got not allowed to use any of the wine in his wine cellar. No. Okay, I understand when it comes to a loss for Hedyot. I'm not going to look for Heteran. But, I mean, over here, you're talking about Legavoa. You're talking about for Hegdash. Now, obviously, when I'm talking about Hegdash, I'm not talking about bring the actual carbon on the Mizbeach. How do I know I'm not talking about that? From the Mishnah in Tumura. The Mishnah in Tumura said if you got a problem on the Mizbeach, even if it's just a small problem of being a Roveya, Nirva, Kelayim, and so on and so forth, it doesn't matter. You even one in 10,000, you can't bring it on Mizbeach. That's not my issue. I'm not concerned about that. But I'm concerned about who's going to be losing the money over here. In our case, they're all Zvachim, you see. Yes, it's true that ultimately the consumer, the final consumer is the Hedyot. And you said for Hedyot I won't be making. but the money is not Hedyot. So therefore I should say, look, now we'll find a Heter. I mean, 1 in 10,000, why should be so machmir? Sell it to a Hedyot, be makel in the case of the Chataot HaMetot or the Sharon Iskal, and now you can use the money for the Mizbeach. You'll use all 10,000 of them. It's great. You want to deduct the money of one of them, which is Israel. Deduct the money of one of them. Great. Okay. we still make 10,000 behemoths to put on the Mizbeah. We're going to be machmer, not to sell it to a hedyot. So let the hedyot eat it under those circumstances. That's the point. But we're not trying to be matir for the Mizbeah directly. So therefore, I would say, when it comes to legavoa, let's be matir it to the hedyot in order that hegdash should not be mafsid. And on the other hand, let's say that we would have our case. Now, our case here is a case of being asering it to the hedyot. The chatot hametot and the shor haniskar were not going to allow consumption by a hedyot, even to make money for hegdash. Well, okay, so that if I know that, I don't need the mission of a Zorah. Over there, hegdash isn't going to make money. This guy with the wine cellar is the only one that's going to stand the profits. So if we're not willing to be moderate for the use of hegdash, why should we be moderate for Stam, the guy? Because we don't want the poor man to lose his wine cellar. I mean, we already said even for hegdash, we're not going to be maker. Kolshkem, we're not going to be maker for his wine cellar. So what do I need now the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah? I'll tell you why. Because I might have thought that the only reason we're being so makbid over here is because although the actual consumption, it was never havamina that the consumption would go on the Mizbeach, but the fact is an animal that was usher on the Mizbeach is hereby translated into an animal for the Mizbeach. I mean, this pasuk. Right? We're going to bring something that's inappropriate for the Mizbeach through trickery. I mean, we won't even allow a horse hire on the Mizbeach. I mean, what is really one has to do with the other? And the point is, the Torah feels it's inappropriate to utilize something that had been, the value of that thing is inappropriate for the Mizbeach. You know? So if the value of a whore is inappropriate for the Mizbeach, the value of a chatot ametot is inappropriate for the Mizbeach. That's how to look at it. But not because the consumer is not to be allowed to have 1 in 10,000. What's wrong with bittul? 1 in 10,000, one barrel of Yayin Esek in 10,000. But the guy can't serve it at his drunken party. There's something inappropriate about that. Who cares? Give it the din of kilayim. Hey, it's 1 in 200. Let it be bottle. Yeah, you want to be even more makbid. 1 in 1,000. 1 in 10,000. So I would say that over there definitely would be matra. So havamina hanamina kodashim, because the Torah is makbid even on the source of the money. It's mois. Take a look at Avram Avinu. Tells the Melech Sodom, be damned if I would take a shoelace from you guys. I mean, what do you care? Sell it and use the money for korbanos. No way. I'm not going to take anything. It's the same way we feel today. You know, if you could trace the Human Rights Watch money to something that was involved with Saudi Arabia, they're no longer Human Rights Watch. Same thing over here. Yeah, exactly. So I would have thought that it's only because of that ma'usa. But chulin delomois, maybe let the suriana be bottle be even barov. Why not? I mean, who says that? I mean, certainly I would never think 1 in 10,000. B'meila kamashman, it's need both. Says, man, yeah, hey, but it's a good point. Why isn't it bottle barov? Now that you mention it. I mean, look, I understand there are cases where, like, we're more machmer. I mean, truma, we're machmer to be 100 to 1. Orla, Kaloyakara, we're machmer 200 to 1. I mean, this seems to be a little out of sight over here. You know, the famous story of the Brisker Rav, where they tied it, you're not allowed to drink any of the water during Pesach, because somebody saw an Arab eating a sandwich during Pesach over the Kinneret. Chometz is also bekolshu. So a mashu of chometz, that means everybody's got a little bit of chometz in their tap water. So his answer was, even a kolshu was a shir. I mean, he doesn't hold of, what's the name of that medicine that they use? Homeopathic. They have no shear of kolshu. You know, the vague memory of one molecule in 10,000 gallons is also something. You don't even need a kolshu. In any event...
Still people put the shmatas on their...
What do you mean shmatas? The brisker don't use the water at all. They take all the water before Pesach and they have it in a special container. They'll use it for their toilet, but yeah. That's only indirect pana. I'm serious. Okay, so in any event, why indeed is it not bottle barov? So now, before we get to this issue in the Gemara, let's just talk about the various things where indeed we have questions of whether we will rely on bittul barov at all. Certainly the problem of bittul barov is not defined by the chumrah of the iser per se, that we shouldn't say bittul. In other words, even when we're going to be machmer because of the chumrah, we were not going to be machmer more than 200 to 1. So if you're saying that something is not bottle, there's a different problem. means that we don't view the mixture as being a true mixture. Now, the only way that that would be true would be where the items are identifiable, despite the fact not identifiable in terms of the Isser, but they each stand as being particularly valuable on their own. That's one case. They're significant, and that significance prevents the bittul. We're going to see we have various concepts of significance. One of them, which is actually the Chiddush of our sugya, is the fact that something is alive gives it a particular significance. There's a related concept, which people confuse with that, which really has nothing to do with that, which is the issue that we call birya. Now, birya has nothing to do with the fact that it's alive. It has to do with the fact that it is an organism, even if it's dead. It's not its life that's a problem. But an organism is only usser when it is the isser. In other words, an ant was an ant. It's the antness of it that is usser. And therefore, the ant as an organism is usser. That wouldn't apply over here. You're going to say, but what do you mean? This is a nice big shore. I mean, that's an organism. Yeah, but a shore qua shore doesn't have a problem of isser. It happens to be that there's an isser lying on this shore, that it's a chata tameta, let's say a kivsa. It's a chata tameta. But it's not that the thing itself is usser, you see. That's not the point. There's only one thing that would be usser on the animal per se, and that's the fact that it's not zavua. It's called the isser of eina zvucha, which would relate if you would tear off a piece to Eivor Min HaChai or to Basar Min HaChai. But there's also a mitzvah of shechita, so that's something that isn't nishchat. But that's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing the new isser of chatot ametot. The intent is to shecht it, in which case there's no problem of its having had that isser, as Tosis points out here. So where the isser is separable from the organism, it's not called an organic isser. That makes sense. It's just an organic thing that has an isser, which is not considered to be birya. So don't confuse birya with the question of the chayim, balei chayim. We have another related concept as well, which is called chaticha haruya leitkabed. Chaticha haruya leitkabed is particularly benogea, something that is going to be eaten and is served. So over there, something which is choshev, and it's really kabeh b'fnei orchim, you have a choshev, a guest, say the president walks in, and he may walk in a little late to the daf, but I mean, you want to give him something choshev, he's the president, he can walk in when he wants. So you bring him this beautiful big steak or a herring, and that is, if there was a suffix on it, is so choshev that how are you going to just ignore the fact that there's an isser in it? That's something else. Obviously, we're not talking about here a chaticha at all. We don't even, it's not even shechter. It's done a live animal. And there's one other concept of a significance, which is minyan. Minyan, see, that means people who go to minyan. They are choshev. The people that I have to wake up 3 minutes before daf yomi, No. Actually, we're not referring to that minyan. We're referring to the concept of counting. Now, we're going to see that when it comes to the concept of counting, something which is related to purely in terms of its quantity as opposed to anything else is never going to be bought. If it's only related to, in other words, this is something that is sold as a unit and only as a unit, then it's not bought. Because the fact is that people will relate to it only as a unit. Bittul means that we look at it as a mixed situation. So it's just a generic mixture. We can't say that something whose chashivas is the particular thing can ever be looked at as a generic mix because we look at each thing individually. Now, the question is to what extent it has to be numbered. Now, we have actually a number of different shitot, all of which we're going to examine in today's sugya, or depending how far we get, and they are as follows.
A measure is not
a quantity in terms of units, because there are no units in measurement. You're talking about, you know, 1 square inch. You know, that's not a unit of a identifiable separate thing. Count is separate. Measurement isn't separate. Now, the point over here is the separation, and therefore you're going to have, what we're talking about is a case, really, you know, a way to look at it is it's a measurement of entropy. In other words, if you have something which is disordered, Ta'arovet, by definition, means disorder. Where you have something that would be in a strict lattice, let's say. You can't call that, it's not disorder. So over here, you're taking a look at what somebody who has no sensitivity will say is a mixture. But as you zero in, you'll say, gosh, I mean, no, there's this animal and there's that animal. And there's that. Yeah, but there's a lot of animals, so. But each one is standing separate. I mean, obviously, you're going to build a cage around each one. You'd understand. You're going to call that a ta'arovet. Essentially, it's hashivas has built a cage around. Now, the question is, how much minyan? And there we have a very famous machloket, two simple words that reflect the requirement for minyan differently. And this becomes the way that we look at a Mishnah in Orla, because of those words, is a machloket, is how to read those words. One is kol. Now, kol is very general. Kol shedar kol limanot, anything which is generally counted. But there's another lashon, et shadar kalimnot. Et shadar kalimnot refers to a specific thing, which very limits the field to things that are always sold by count. There's also an even more chomer shita, which is called davar shebeminyan. Anything which sometimes would be sold by the count is also too chashiv to be bought.
More inclusive. Hmm? That's more inclusive.
Yeah, any davar that sometimes, we're going to see later on, that sometimes people will count. Then there are other shitas that hold that only very uniquely important things that have real chashivut across the globe, the Hope Diamond, you know, that kind of thing, or, you know, I mean, a good, what do they call it, macadamia nut. I mean, you can only buy those one at a time, you know. So a good macadamia nut, that wouldn't be bought. And so we'll talk about exactly what the cases are later. Okay, so those are the issue. A dover shebeminyan, whether kol shedarko, et shedarko, kol dover shebeminyan, that's one sugya. Then we have another sugya, v'chaticha, ruyalit kabe, that's in kulin. Another sugya of birya that takes its makor from the fact that the Torah asers without even a shear of kizayit, a birya. So let's say if you're not allowed to eat an ant, you don't have to eat all kizayas of them to be over. Eating one ant is aser. And because of that, the Rabbanim goes are also in terms of tarovet, that one ant is not going to be bought. That's not nogei arsugya. And then what turns out yes to be nogei arsugya is the question of balei chayim being chashiv, as we'll see. Okay, so these are the questions. Asks the Gemara v'nevatel beruba, why indeed are we not mevatel this chataot ametot ashar niskal in a rov? V'chi tema, don't try to tell me. I know you're going to try to give me this stuff about, well, it's choshev, it's not going to be batel. Well, is that true? I mean, henich leman diomer kol shedar kol limano. As we're going to see in a moment, and as we just explained, the word kol really broadens the definition of minyan. I understand that this chataot ametot is certainly usually sold b'minyan, but I mean, there are cases where you'll sell a flock of animals. Guy will say, give me an exact count. You go do the exact count, okay? There's approximately 100 animals here. Now, Tosfos doesn't like that, because Tosfos times when it comes to animals, it's ridiculous to say that they're going to be less choshev than a macadamia nut. I mean, so he understands we're talking about over here, the chatot ametot, in terms of birds. Okay, but let's pretend, just to keep things easy, let's pretend that we're even talking about this case as well. Behemoth, people will buy a flock. They're not necessarily only going to...
Herd.
It's chickens that come in flocks, right? Yes, sorry. Well, we want to be yods and both sheetas. So, v'chite b'chashiva v'lo batli. So, heinich l'man yomer kol shedarko limanot. If we understand that the nature of minyan is anything which is usually sold by minyan, then it works out well. Because certainly animals are usually sold b'minyan, shaninu, then it's fine. Ela l'man diyomar, et shedarko limanot. But how about according to l'man diyomar that we're going to explain in a moment, who says only if it is never sold in any form other than in the singular, only then is it not butter. What are you going to say about this? What am I referring to? It's not. I'm referring to the famous Mishnah in Orla that goes as follows. Misha yulo chavilei tiltan shel kiloi hakerem. A guy has now a whole beautiful container full of, that's a container, but they're actually the chavilot, of where they're tied together, of clover. And this is very choshev, a special tiltan that I can't tell you specifically. What's Rashi says it's fenugreek in modern Hebrew. It's stam clover. It's difficult to believe that it's stam clover, obviously. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so choshev. So it's fenugreek, let's say. That's what's usually translated by the Gemara translators. How does Uncle Art over here? Fenugreek. Okay. Today it's clover. Yeah, clover. clover, tiltan, it's clover, four-leaf clover, famous tiltan. Okay, tlat, tiltan, because it comes generally as three-leaf. Tiltan wouldn't be. Say, four-leaf clover is the Israeli equivalent of the rear front axle. one of the most striking of the way in which English has moved into a front axle achori. This is serious. Not a joke. So a four-leaf, three-leaf clover. So Misha Yalo Chavile Tiltan. The guy's got fenugreek of Kiloy HaKera. Now, once this fenugreek grew in a vineyard together with the vines, obviously it turns into Kiloy HaKera, and it becomes a surbehana'a. So Yidalku, they have to be burned. Now, suppose Nitavu Ba'achirim. There's also a Girsa Va'achirim Ba'achirim. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam, in all of the many cases where they're all over Shas, where Achirim and Achirim Ba'achirim appear, he takes out the Girsa Va'achirim Ba'achirim because it is not the equivalent of Echad Be'aseret Alafim, Echad Be'ribo. Here, it introduces the additional concept of Sveik Sveika because we need to look at each one separately rather than simply as the statistics of the total possibilities. And therefore, from many sugyas, Rabbeinu Tam shows that we differentiate between the two things. You can't just say acherim ba'acher. Okay, but let's just read it without the acherim ba'acher. So if they get mixed up, no matter what, doesn't matter. Kulam yidaleku, divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim said, wait. If it falls into others, you're talking about what? Kiloy HaKerem? Kiloy HaKerem is batol echad b'matayim. So let it be batol yalu, you got 200 times as much? Fine, now you can use the whole thing. Shahaya Rabbi Meir Omer, and here is the critical word. Rabbi Meir used to say, kol, now it sounds like kol, but we're going to see it's a question whether he said kol or whether he said et. How do we read it? Well, it's the pashtus of the Mishnah. Kol shidar kolibanot, anything which is usually sold by count is going to be mekadesh no matter what. And it's not going to be batel. The reason we use the word mekadesh is because it says in the pasuk, pen tugdash amleah. The tugdash, it's also remised to tukadesh. That's why we burn kiloy HaKerem. But what it means is that it is set aside, unusable, haram. All right, so now we use that word over here for the idea of not being bottle. Obviously, it doesn't mean kodesh, and that's it. And the Chachomim disagree. The Chachomim say, no, it's not anything. What do you think? A little bit of fenugreek is going to be choshevidav never to be bottle. Enu mekadesh, only those things which are super, super choshev are mekadesh, the entire mixture, to turn it into kiloy HaKerem, and those are shishad varim bilvad, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's seven. But anyway, what are they? They are egozei perech. So I'm learning that perech is the name of a place, as Rashi learns. So the egozim that come from this place are very special. Rimone badan, very special. This is a hope diamond. Chaviot setumot, a barrel of wine sealed. That is very chashuv. Chilfei teradin, where you have the actual, you're holding the kelach of the tered. Generally, I know nowadays they translate it as spinach, but it's really in the Gemara beets. Kilchei kruv, and it's gigantic. Now, again, kelach means the stalk upon which many of the kruvim may be growing, and the lat yavanit is nothing like a good Greek pumpkin, and that's our gourd. And those things are very choshev. Rabbi Akiva says, well, but even if, I mean, you're going to tell your wife if her challah falls into a bunch of challahs that it's not choshev. It could be bottle and other challahs. This is all we need. Afki krot shabalabayit. Not specially hand-baked challahs. Those are more kosher than the bakery stuff. Anyway, lafuki krochel nachtom. Actually, many of the shita, many of the shitot learn it isn't a function of home-baked or generic baked. It's a question of how large the challah usually are. So the balabasta usually will make the challah for the bris. You know, it takes up half the table. But that's not going to be bought. Okay. In any event, the question over here that we're finally gotten to is the following machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about what precisely did Rabbi Meir say. So v'itmar ala, Rabbi Yochanan amar, the words of Rabbi Meir were, et shedarko limanot shaninu. That's how I was taught the Mishnah. Et shedarko limanot mikadesh, which would mean only things that are sold uniquely by minyan would never be sold as a group. So over there, they won't be potel because they can't mix, really. They're too individual to mix with other things. Whereas Reish Lakish omer, kol shedarko limanot shaninu, anything which is usually sold by the unit, but it doesn't have to be uniquely sold by the unit. So therefore, getting back, now that you understand who is who, I can now even tell you the names. I mean, before I said Hanicha L'Mandi Omer, now we know what the Mandi Omer is. So Hanicha L'Reish Lakish, everything works out well according to Reish Lakish, because the Chataot HaMetot are certainly a Kol Shedarko Limanot, they're just not an Et Shedarko Limanot. Again, remember that according to Tosafot, if we weren't talking about birds, they would be Et Shedarko Limanot. Kol Shekein from a Goze Perech. But fine, again, it's unimportant. Ela L'Rabbi Yochanan, Michael Amemer, what are you going to say? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Why in the world wouldn't they be Batel? They should be Batel. Omer of Papa. Well, this Tada doesn't necessarily have to get involved in the details of a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Meir, that we should start asking him, what is poor Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the Mishnah? Maybe it's nothing to do with that. Maybe this is yet the other shita of the Tana of Litra Kitziot. Now, the Tana of Litra Kitziot is a whole different issue. And there, oh, by the way, I left out the words Haro'ui, I'm so sorry. Haro'ui la orla orla, Haro'ui la kleyakarim kleyakarim. What's the matter with you guys? Everybody's asleep, letting me get away with murder. So the question is over here, the above thing. Some of them obviously cannot be orla. I mean, how in the world would Kikrocha Balabayat be orla? So in other words, I mean, it's very difficult for beets to be orla. So some of these things can be orla. Gozim, that can be orla, but kruv can't be an orla. Chaviot can be orla, because wine comes from a tree too. So therefore, just make sure that you understand what's what here. Those things that are royal orla or orla, the vegetables that we're talking about over here are talking about kaloya karam. So, but understand, rimonim, egos and yayin. That was, I was referring to orla. The cases of the kilchei kruv and the delat yevanit and the tradim, that obviously can't be orla, but it can be kloya karam. And not vice versa. Each one of them, not vice versa, unique. Okay, but now, getting back to the question here. So, what are you going to do with Libra Rabbi Yochanan? What you're going to do is, says Rav Papa, you're going to say that this Mishnah has absolutely nothing to do with it, because there's yet a third shita when it comes to the question of Chashivut, and that is the Tana who teaches the Sugya of Litra Ketziot, and over there the Lashon is, Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Minyan. Forget about kol shedarko limonos, et shedarko limonos. Anything which is sometimes sold by number. Now, obviously, that doesn't involve the sheet of Rabbi Meir at all, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish are potter from explaining how that fits in, because it doesn't fit in. This is yet a much bigger chumrah, and it means that as long as there are some people that will sell this by unit, even though most people won't even sell it by unit, that's also bad enough. Even where the Isser is only an Isser Darabanan, a filo bit of Rabbanan lo batil. Even something where the Isser is a Darabanan will not be batil. Kol shekein et d'oraita, which is our case. Now, what is that case? That case is the case of Litra Ketziot as follows. Titania. Litra Ketziot. Now, this is mostly Mishnayah, so it could really, for this part that we're reading over here, we can read it from the Mishnah in Trumot. We're talking about Trumot Rabbanan of Te'inim. And what you usually do with figs is you take the fig and you put it into a little container and you press it. And that's called an igul. And then it solidifies into a cake, sort of a pie, a truma donut. And then you cut pieces of it. And in this case, it was truma. I mean, usually it's just fig donut. Yeah, that'd be like donut, be your shambi kugel shape. I mean, you can't buy them? Can't buy them in the shuk? Sure, they sell it as cakes. So, I don't know why it's too old. I'd rather buy a fresh one. I don't want to. These museum shops, the stuff in there goes very slow, very slow. It's only Barnea who would spend money on an old one. So over here, what happened is you got mixed up which one was Truma. Now, normally the din is Truma 100 to 1. Remember, Kleya Kerem, Orla 200 to 1. Truma 100 to 1, because that's really the shear. When you take out Truma and Maaser, it turns out to be 100 to 1. So 100 to 1. And what you did over here is you took a bunch of figs that were Truma figs. Truma is a chiyuv derabbanan on figs. And you press them onto an igul. You don't know which container you had pressed them in, or for that matter, even if you press them into the top of a barrel. So now you've got this big barrel. This barrel you're going to now be able to cut through horizontally as well, not only vertically. So you may have like five different cakes when you take them out of the barrel. Actually, the barrels, remember, were made out of cheres. You can just break it. Now you've got a whole gigantic stack of dried pressed figs, and now you cut them. Now, normally, I would say that something that isn't really mixed. I mean, over here, I know for a fact I only pressed maximum 6 inches. The top 6 inches is truma. So I would think that, well, I certainly can't include the other 20 inches underneath it and say, well, in those 20 inches, I've got the equivalent of another 10 cakes. And now I'll put them together with the other bottoms of all the other barrels. Let's see if we got 100 to 1 in that case. Because we have a tarobet. Normally, I wouldn't have said that. However, in cases where the issue is only a derabbanan, because I know that they didn't really mix.
Huh? Because your timer, you know when you...
Yeah, I know exactly that it could only have been the top 6 inches. So over there, or so I put it on top of a chavish, or I put it any of the aleza chavitorsa, or on top of a kaveret, which is the beehive shape. And I don't know beeza kaveretorsa. So Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Elazar says, here there's a machlokus between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua, that according to Rabbi Meir, what Rabbi Elazar says was, ro'in et, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, says, ro'in et ha'elyonot, take a look at the top portion, and view them as being separate, prudot. So now they're cut apart, and you can even use the bottom section as separate parts, separate igulim, even though they're not really mixed, because we're only talking about a rabbonin over here, and therefore we make out to view the tarovet as including all of the, and not really mixed, but all of the accessible figs. So if you got 100 to 1, I don't care where, top, bottom, this, it's all included. And the tachtonot are ma'alot et elyonot. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, come on. I mean, that's not fair. If you got 100 to 1 of mouths, not, you can't include the bottom part because that's not even mixed. But im yesh mea pumim, then ya'alu v'im lav, but if not, then all of the mouths are usher. And of course, all the part that doesn't get involved in the yisr at all, which is the bottom part, that you could eat without any problem. Hashulayim mutarim. So far, nothing to do with our sugya. Here is where we finally get to our sugya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, that actually Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, if there's 100 mouths, yalu, he's not makil to allow the bottom part. And Rabbi Yehuda says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's even worse. According to Rabbi Eliezer, mea pumim yalu vim lava pumim asurim, what you said that Rabbi Yeshua held. And I say, you know what Rabbi Yeshua says? Afilo yesham shlosha mea pumim lo yalu. You can never be malad at all. You know why? Because lots of people will sell it to you by the unit. This is kol davar shebeminyan, meaning kol davar sheyesh bo minyan. With some people, this is yet a third shita, not including the machlokas in Rabbi Meir between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about whether the correct yirsa is kol shadarka libanot or et shadarka libanot. If this is the shita, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba the Rabbi Yoshua is the shita in our Mishnah, so then it doesn't involve Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So, but the point is that on some level, our Mishnah will make sense, and we would say that it can't be batel, perhaps, but so let's just finish this. Rabbi Shomer Fiyashu Shal Shubayim is Pumim, Lo Yalu, Darsa Bi'igul, Ve'ini Yodei Be'ezim Makom Bi'igul Darsa, Ole Tzfona, Ole Droma, Divrei Ako Yalu. And if you don't even know where it is, then okay, then the whole mixture is a mixture. So this is one approach. We're talking about either the Man D'Amar who holds that Kol Shadarki Limanos in Rabbi Meir, or we're holding Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, Aliba here our Tana is Rabbi Yehuda and the Sheet of Rabbi Yoshua, and therefore it won't be Batel. And now Ravashi says it's a simple issue. Afil Tamer Abban, forget about Rabbi Meir, certainly forget about Rabbi Yehuda, Sheet and Rabbi Yoshua. These are the most chomer sheetahs in the world. This could be going according to even the Rabbanan, that the only thing that is so chashuv not to be Batel is Shisha Dvarim. The point over here is that these are Balei Chaim. Baalei Chaim is a whole different sugya, nothing to do with Minyan. Baalei Chaim are chashivei velo patli. And that's the real point. We've got a problem of living organisms being, by definition, units. You can't get more unity than a living organism. And therefore, it's not going to be batel. Very simple. You can't look at it as a generic mixture if each one lives entirely as its own separate organism. Maya filu. Ask Martinino Chadazimna, Mission Tmura, Kolai Serm Lagabim Zbeach, Serm Lachoshin, Raveva, Nirva, and so on. Ravashi, well, I'm Rita Lishmati, Kamina Ripshimi, the Atzrikhan. He says, look, the Mission Tmura only tells me cases where it's Isurei Gavoa. You can't bring it on the Mizbeach. Aval Hedyot, maybe you could sell it. Hemelo. The ime hacha havamina hanihu, only cases like hatota metot, and the case of the sharaniska, where there is surei hana'a, but if it was mutter, so that maybe you can bring it on his mizbeach also. Hani hema lo tericha. What do you mean? Lavi surei hana'a, it says beferish there also, tunnelay. Ah, but does it say over here, bekama? Where does it say how much? Kol shein is only in Tmura. Okay, so say it over there and not here. So nitne havalo boiha, because here it's takanta istrichale. Ask the Gemara, but you said that we doesn't mention hedyot in Tmura. You're right, but it does mention hedyot in Avodah Zorah. Te hedyot nami tanale. Ve'elo asrim v'osrim b'choshein, yayin nezach avodah z'kachovim patzricha. Over there, I would have said that's because the only guy who's going to lose is the guy who owns a wine cellar. But, I mean, in our case, the Mizbeach is going to lose if we asra to Hedyot. So, ema lo nafsidino lekule. V'imi hacha v'minan amin lekotshim, because even to translate it into something on the Mizbeach is mos. Avo chulin delo mois, emi sereyano liftalo beruba, therefore tzricha. Hey, why not, actually? Niftalo beruba. V'chitem, you're going to tell me it's wow, that's choshev, it's not botel, that's only leman diomar koshitaka limanot shaninu. But Lamande Omer etchedak alimanot shaninu. My ikalameima. Ditznan. Misha yulo kavile tiltan shokaloya kerem yidaleku. Nitavu bacherim kulam yidaleku divre rabbi meir. Vechachamim omrim. Yalu beechad umataim. Shaya rabbi meir omer. Ko shedar kolimanot mikadesh. Vechachamim omrim. Eino mikadesh. Ela shisha devarim bilvad. Rabbi Akiva Amar, that's a little bit too much. Shiva Dvarim, you want the Rebbetzin to be angry. Ve'elohein egoze perach rimoni badan chaviot stumot chilfei trodin kilchei kruv delat yivanit. And Rabbi Akiva Bosif af kikarot shaba ala bayit. Haro'i lor laor lav haro'i lor kloya kerem kloya kerem. Ve'it ma'ala Rabbi Yochanan Omer et shidar kolimanot shaninu in the words of Rabbi Meir. And Reish Lakish Omer, Kol Shidar Kolamanot Shaninu, in the words of Rabbi Meir. Now look, according to Reish Lakish, it's great, because over here, this is something which is, at least generally, by 99% of people, it's Darko Limanot. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only where it's always Limanot. Ma'ik Lamim, huh? Omer of Papa, our Tana has nothing to do with Rabbi Meir, and therefore doesn't involve Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Our Tana is the Tana of Litrak Siotu. Not any old town of Litrak Tziot, but Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yoshua of Litrak Tziot. And what is that? He holds kol davar sheyesh b'minyan. If somebody sells it, even a small proportion of people will sell it b'minyan, that's not batel. Even if it's only an issur d'rabbanan, lo batel. Koshke, in our case, which involves issur d'oraita, the Tanya. Litra ketziot shadar salpi igul ven yodeh bezigul dar salpi chavit ven yodeh bezachavit or salpi kaveret ven yodeh bezachavit or sal Rebbe Meir Omer that Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Roin et elyonot kilein ferudot vatachtonot ma'alot elyonot because after all it's this rabbonin over here. Rebbe Yeshua Omer im yesh me'apum im ya'alu V'imlav, you separate the pumim from the shulayim. The pumim all remain asurim. The shulayim, where we know there's no problem, are mutarim. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that what Rabbi Eliezer was Aimer, was that im yesham mea pumim yalu v'imlav apumim asurim and the shulayim are mutarim. But Rabbi Yehoshua takes it even further. And he says, afilo yesham shosham mea pumim lo yalu. Because people sell this thing as a specific, unique entity. Dorsa bigul venyude bezabakop, bigul dorsa. He doesn't know whether it's the safod or the dorom or top, bottom, whatever, then divriako yalo, it's completely mixed. So that's who it's going like. Ravashi Omar, what's it have to go like any of those? This works out perfectly well. I believe in the rabbanon that argue on Rabbi Meir and argue on Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yehuda. That makes no difference. It's going even according to the rabbanon because ba'alei chayiv rechashive velo batle, without any other considerations of minyan whatsoever.